Have you ever felt like like your customers are trying to tell you something, like they're leaving you these little breadcrumbs, about how to be better,
Yeah.
but it's like they're scattered everywhere on your website, social media, those review sites, like all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's just too much to make sense of, right?
I know exactly what you mean. Businesses today, they're drowning in feedback. Reviews, surveys, support tickets, it's all valuable, but it's often siloed.
Right. And if you could just like, I don't know, connect all those dots,
It's
see
not
the bigger
that.
picture.
That's what we're diving into today, integrating your review management tools. You know, like Trustpilot, those places where customers leave their star ratings, integrating those with your CRM, your customer relationship management system, and basically all your other feedback channels too.
Like putting together this customer intelligence hub so you can actually understand what your customers are experiencing and use that knowledge to grow your business.
Exactly. And we're using a fantastic article as our guide for this. It's called Integrating Review Management Tools with CRM and Customer Feedback Systems by Joe Medico.
Oh yeah, I loved that article. It really lays out the advantages of connecting all these platforms. So for everyone listening, if you've ever, felt overwhelmed by all the customer feedback or just unsure of how to really use it, this is for you. We're going to break it down, make it simple. And by the end of this, you'll know exactly how to make sense of it all.
And turn it into action.
Yes. Actionable insights. So, okay, first things first, let's talk about customer reviews.
Yeah.
Those little stars and those comments that people leave, they're kind of a big deal, right?
They are. I mean, customer reviews, they're a direct line to how your brand is perceived, what's working, what's not. And the smart businesses, they don't just read them, they actively engage.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not just about monitoring. You're saying it's about active participation. What does that actually look like?
Yeah, responding to reviews, whether they're good or bad, showing your customers that you're listening, you care. It builds trust.
It's like a conversation.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're ready to start this conversation to be more active. But reviews can be all over the place, right? Different websites, different platforms.
Yeah.
How do you manage it all?
That's where review management tools come in.
Okay, yeah. The article mentions some of the popular ones, Trustpilot, Yotpo, Google My Business. But how do you know which one's right for your business?
That's a great question. The article stresses that it really comes down to your business goals. What are you trying to achieve? Are you just trying to collect more reviews? Or is it more about, monitoring your reputation, understanding the sentiment around your brand? Define your goals first, and the right tool will become clear.
So goals first. What else should we be thinking about when choosing a tool?
Well, the tool needs to be easy to use. If it's too complicated, no one's going to use it.
Right. No one wants to spend hours figuring out software.
Exactly. So user friendliness is key. And the other big thing is integrations. Can the tool connect with your other systems, your CRM, your analytics tools?
So everything's talking to each other.
Exactly. That's how you get the full picture.
Okay, so you've picked your tool, you've got the reviews flowing in. Then the article talks about the importance of real-time monitoring. Why is it so crucial to stay on top of things as they happen?
Well, think about it. A negative review pops up online. If you don't address it quickly, it can spread like wildfire.
Oh yeah, things can go viral so fast these days.
Exactly. Real-time monitoring lets you catch these things early, respond quickly, minimize the damage.
It's all about being proactive. So
Yeah.
how do you set up this real-time monitoring? Like, do you have to be glued to your computer 24/7?
Thankfully, no. You can customize alerts, so you're only notified about the things that really matter. Maybe a review with a really low star rating or one that mentions a specific issue you're having.
So you're not just drowning in notifications.
Exactly. And then you need to set response time goals. The article suggests aiming to respond to negative reviews within a few hours.
Wow, that's quick.
It is, but it shows your customers that you're taking their concerns seriously.
Makes sense. And lastly, the article mentions mobile notifications.
Oh, yeah, those are crucial because, let's face it, we're not always at our desks, right?
Nope.
Mobile notifications let you stay on top of things even when you're on the go.
Perfect. All right, so we're monitoring our reputation, keeping things under control. Now, the article makes a big point about integrating all of this with your CRM. Why is this so important?
Well, think of your CRM like your customer database. It has all their information, who they are, what they've bought,
Right.
but it's missing something: their voice, their opinions.
Oh, okay.
Integrating your review management tool with your CRM brings that voice into the picture.
So you're not just seeing data, you're seeing the person behind the data.
Exactly. And it makes your customer profiles so much richer, more holistic. The article talks about mapping customer journey touch points.
Okay, what does that mean?
Basically, you're aligning the feedback with each stage of the customer journey. So you can see, for example, what people are saying about your onboarding process or your customer service.
I see. You're getting this granular view of the entire experience. What else is important for good integration?
Well, you need to make sure the data is consistent across both systems. So your CRM and your review management tool are both telling the same story.
No data silos.
Exactly. And ideally, you want to automate this data synchronization so you're not manually transferring information back and forth.
Right, because that would be a nightmare.
It would. And a lot of CRM platforms offer these automation features now, so you can trigger certain actions based on specific feedback. Like if a customer leaves a negative review about a product, you can automatically send them a follow-up email or offer them a discount.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So the CRM is basically listening to the feedback and taking action. It's like having a virtual customer service rep.
In a way, yeah.
This is really cool. So the article talks about this integration as a symbiosis, a mutually beneficial relationship between the CRM and customer feedback. Let's unpack that a bit. First, how does this create more holistic customer profiles?
Think about it this way. Your CRM already has a ton of data about your customers, yeah. Their demographics, their purchase history, their past interactions.
Right.
But it's missing their actual thoughts and feelings. What they loved about your product, what frustrated them about your website, what they wished was different.
Okay, yeah.
Integrating feedback adds that missing layer. It gives you a 360-degree view of each customer. Not just what they did, but how they felt about it.
It makes those profiles come alive.
Exactly. And practically speaking, you achieve this by capturing a wide range of data. Preferences, interactions, the whole history. And then you can use tags in your CRM to categorize feedback by topic. So product quality, customer service, pricing, whatever it might be.
And those profiles are constantly evolving as you get more feedback.
Exactly. It's a living, breathing picture of your customer.
Okay, that's really powerful. The other benefit the article highlights is this idea of automation for more efficient workflows. How does feedback data actually trigger these automated processes within the CRM?
Well, imagine this. A customer leaves a negative review complaining about a specific bug in your software. With the right automation setup, that review could trigger a chain of events. A notification goes straight to your development team. A task is created to reach out to the customer and offer a solution, maybe even a discount on their next purchase.
All automatically.
Exactly. It frees up your team to focus on the things that require a human touch while the system handles the routine stuff.
So what are some best practices for setting up these automations?
Well, first, you need to identify the key triggers.
Mm-hmm.
What specific words or phrases in the feedback should set off an automated response.
Okay,
then personalize those responses as much as possible. Even though it's automated, you still want it to feel like a genuine interaction.
Right.
And lastly, keep refining your automation. Monitor what's working, what's not. Make adjustments as needed.
So it's an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
The article then goes on to talk about the actual merging of CRM and customer feedback, starting with aligning the data streams. What does that actually accomplish for a business?
It closes the feedback loop. All the insights you're gathering from your reviews, your surveys, your social media, it's all feeding back into your CRM, giving you a constantly updated view of your customers.
So the systems are in sync, no more disjointed data. How do you ensure that smooth flow of information?
Well, you need clear integration protocols. Make sure the data is flowing correctly between systems. And it's a good idea to regularly audit the integration just to make sure there are no hiccups.
Right, because if the data is not accurate, the whole thing falls apart.
Exactly. And then ultimately, the goal of all of this is to improve decision-making, right?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
So having all this feedback data in your CRM, it lets you spot trends, identify problems, make informed decisions about product development, marketing, customer service.
You're basically using the collective voice of your customers to shape the future of your business.
Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting one. The article also touches on the SEO advantage of this integration.
Mm-hmm.
How do customer reviews actually boost your online visibility?
Well, search engines like Google, they love user-generated content. And reviews are just that. Authentic feedback from real people.
So the more positive reviews you have, the higher you rank in search results.
Exactly. And it makes sense, right? People trust other people's opinions. So if you have a ton of positive reviews, Google sees you as a more trustworthy and relevant business.
Makes sense. So what are some practical tips for businesses that want to leverage those reviews for better SEO?
Well, first, encourage your happy customers to leave reviews. Make it easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
You can send them an email after a purchase with a link to your review page,
yeah,
or maybe mention it on social media. Then sprinkle some of those glowing reviews on your website. Use them as testimonials. It's good content for both people and search engines.
Double win. And what about responding to reviews? Is that important for SEO?
It is, because Google likes to see engagement. And when you respond to reviews, especially positive ones, you're showing that you care.
It's like you're having a conversation with your customers.
Exactly. And you can actually use this as an opportunity to subtly weave in some keywords.
Keywords?
Yeah, the words and phrases people use when they're searching for businesses like yours. So if someone leaves a positive review about your, I don't know, your amazing customer service, you could respond with something like, "Thank you for the kind words. We're so glad you had a positive experience with our customer service team."
Ah, I see. You're naturally incorporating those keywords.
Yeah.
But you're not just stuffing them in there. It still sounds genuine.
Exactly. You always want to maintain authenticity.
This has been a really eye-opening deep dive. So to recap, integrating your review management, your CRM, all your feedback systems, it's not just about data. It's about understanding your customers on a much deeper level.
Yeah, it turns feedback into real actionable intelligence. And it can have a huge impact on your business, everything from improving your products to boosting your online presence.
So for everyone listening, think about this. What's one area of your business where you could benefit from a deeper understanding of your customers?
Mm.
What would happen if you could really hear their voice and use that knowledge to make things better? That's the power of this integration.
And the great thing is there are so many tools and resources out there to help you get started.
Exactly. So take what you've learned today and start exploring. See how you can bring your customer's voice into the heart of your business.